This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard Austin there. No pomp, no Joe. Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan until 2. Pomp not usually in on Fridays. Joe on a golf course. Could probably get used to that as the weather starts to get a little bit nicer. They both need each other right now. That's not about Joe and Pomp. That's not about me or Austin. That's about Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've heard that from a few different voices around the NFL. Mike Florio said it with us on Wednesday. Adam Schefter said it with an ESPN station in Milwaukee this week. Schefter also added another layer to the onion, and maybe a reason why Rodgers doesn't need the Steelers the way they seem to need him. Schefter is not convinced that Rodgers wants to play. And he won't be until he hears Rodgers say it. Now, a few things here that are at play. Those two, notably, do not care for each other. Rodgers told Schefter to, quote, lose his number in one of his McAfee appearances last season. Schefter just sounds like he is tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers, even though that's part of what he gets paid to do. But just listen to any piece of audio with Schefter when Rodgers is the topic. It seems like he is pretty tired of the song and dance. We really don't know what is going to happen here. We are just pretty sure. We have people saying a 99.9% chance, but we cannot say for certain. When will it happen? No idea. I don't have any better knowledge than Austin. Austin doesn't have any better knowledge than me. We don't have any better knowledge than Bill Tobin's neighbor. His neighbor, the postman, who doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL. You know that reference, Austin? Do you know what that moment is from?
I think I do. The Colts?
Yes. So Bill Tobin was the GM of the Colts at the right time this happened. That was in the during the 1994 NFL draft. Because Mel Kiper called out Bill Tobin for not selecting either of the two quarterbacks that were slated as early picks in that draft. And can you name either one?
And what did he say? Who the hell's Mel Kiper, right?
Yes. They sent it down to Chris Mortensen, who interviewed Bill Tobin. He said, who the hell is Mel Kiper anyway? And then he later said he doesn't know any more than my neighbor. My neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
1994 draft. I don't think I'm going to pull one out of my behind and pull a pony and automatically be able to know this.
One of them is a tough name to remember because unless you venture into the political side of things, you might not even know the guy's name. The other one you definitely know, but he did not have what I would call a good NFL career. He won a Super Bowl.
Dilfer?
Trent Dilfer is one of them. Heath Shuler is the other one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got Heath Shuler.
He got drafted by the then Redskins. Washington also drafted a local star, Gus Frerotte, in the same draft, who ended up supplanting and playing better than Heath Schuler did. But yeah, that's from the 94 draft. That was like one of the first times that people were like, okay, this is a pretty good TV event. I have a friend that has a job with one of the major networks that carries the NFL's product. He's not on screen. He's just a behind-the-scenes guy. He texted me Wednesday night. The Rodgers move is getting announced either tonight, meaning Wednesday, or tomorrow morning, meaning Thursday. That was the text to me. Did we get the Rodgers announcement Wednesday night? No. Did we get the Rodgers announcement yesterday morning? No. Did we get the Rodgers announcement at all yesterday? No. And I don't fault my buddy for that, because my response to him right off the bat was, yeah, I've been hearing that for a few weeks now. Because it seems like every couple of days, somebody out there, surprisingly not Pony, has pretty much guaranteed that Aaron Rodgers will announce that he is joining the Steelers on a particular day. The statute's going to run out on a lot of people. Like, there should not be a claim if you said on March 7th, right before free agency, or I guess we even get into the first week of free agency, like March 11th or 12th, hey, Rodgers is going to pick the Steelers today. You don't get to claim that multiple weeks later, because we just don't know. Nobody knows. And that's how Rodgers likes it. He says he doesn't want to be the center of attention, but he loves being the guy that holds the cards. Does anyone with the McAfee clan know? Certainly doesn't seem that way. Our buddy Mark Cabali doesn't know. This would be leaps and bounds the biggest story of his career. Would be the biggest story of Cabali's career if he broke it. He's under that McAfee umbrella. That is a massive story that he can have the lead on over pretty much every other insider. And that includes Schefter, because we know that Rodgers hates him. Probably hates Rap Sheet as well. And that's no shot at Mark. That's not what I'm getting to. Who will join Pony for an hour later today, by the way, like he always does on Friday. That is just a way to illustrate how unknown all of this is. We are all playing a guessing game. As we add another layer to the onion, Kevin Seifert, who covers the Vikings for ESPN, he's there, Brooke Pryor. His headline story from Wednesday night read this. The Vikings want J.J. McCarthy as QB1, but they won't rule out further talks with Aaron Rodgers. So is the Vikings thing over? It doesn't appear that way, based on that. This goes back to another theory on Rodgers, that he will wait it out as long as possible in case a team that is a true contender loses its quarterback, and then maybe they'll call. Now, that's a dangerous game to play, because what if that doesn't happen? Or what if it does happen, but that team says, our offense is just way too different than what Aaron Rodgers can run. Like, if that happened to the Ravens, if Lamar Jackson went down, I don't know if their first phone call is to Aaron Rodgers, because quarterback mobility is their whole offense. what Lamar Jackson can do is quite different than what Aaron Rodgers at 41 years old can do. So it might be different situations depending on the teams, and not just any contender will call Aaron Rodgers. But say if Cincinnati lost Joe Burrow, that might be a phone call to Aaron Rodgers. Hey, Aaron, we have Ja'Marr Chase, we have T. Higgins. We just lost our franchise quarterback for the season. You want to do this thing. You don't have much of a defense. So I think there are teams that could lose their quarterbacks and could call Rodgers in that case. But again, dangerous game. There's no guarantee of that. If the Vikings don't love the recovery process of McCarthy, they could pick up the phone and they could dial Rodgers' number. The Vikings, we saw last season behind Sam Darnold, a 14-win team. 14 wins. That team is pretty close to truly competing in the game's biggest game. They're close. It's a great team. It's a great roster that might just be missing a quarterback. I think that's why he's waiting them out for as long as he is. I think it's pretty clear that of the options that were presented to us about Aaron Rodgers, when it was the Steelers, the Giants, the Vikings, or retirement, or other, I guess, I think it's pretty clear that the Vikings were his preferred team. That should be pretty clear. No matter if anybody comes out and says it directly, but just read the tea leaves there. I think if the Vikings made the call, this would already be over. And I guess they still could, according to Kevin Seifert, if they aren't sold on what they see from J.J. McCarthy. So we really don't know how or when this is going to conclude. There's even some speculation that this is all just a big ruse, and Rodgers is going to pop out on stage with Pat McAfee and the boys on April 9th in Pittsburgh and announce that he's the Steelers' next quarterback. Man, that really has to make you feel like the Steelers have control of the situation. We really don't know what will happen here. I just think my best guess, and that's what it is, tells me that Aaron Rodgers will be a Steeler. But it's all just a guess. I saw the tweet from Mark Cabali the other day about what the Steelers have gone through at quarterback, because it has not been pretty. It has not been pretty at all. What has happened since Ben Roethlisberger retired? What they have faced at quarterback? The Steelers have started 5 different quarterbacks in 5 straight season openers. And that will be the case again, which is why Mark included 5 in there. We know it won't be Justin Fields. And they have now turned over their entire quarterback room 2 years in a row. That is the type of thing that our dads warned us about, Austin. I guess I can't speak for Mr. Bechtold,
oh, you can
at home in Baldwin, but I know that my dad, for years, he said, even when Ben gets old, he might not look as good, but you better cherish what he's done, because I have a feeling it won't be too easy after that. And he just said, I'll present to you the mid to late 80s and most of the 90s Steelers, what he called the dark years. And yeah, baby, we're in them.
I did that with a lot of my friends. Like, they'd be like, oh, well, Ben had a terrible game. He's terrible. We need a new quarterback. Be careful what you wish for. Like, sometimes you don't realize how good you have it in the moment until the moment is gone. and you're somewhere else trying to pick up the pieces of what was and realizing you're just in a state of nothingness, really. Like, they're not a Super Bowl contender. They're also not a terrible team. And if you're not either, where are you? And that's the state that they've found themselves in ever since.
You can say it's a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Indeed.
That's really what it's turned into for now a half decade. They are going into a half decade post Roethlisberger, and this is what they have gotten themselves into. It's not pretty. It is not a pretty sight. Now, Mark tacked on that final year of Ben. That counts as one of those five, but it has not been pretty.